Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Admission Insight. My name is Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and today we welcome on Peter Sechrest, who is our Assistant Director of Residential Life, our Assistant Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, a teacher of Latin, and an alum of the Pennington School. We welcome him on today to discuss the spirit of Pennington. We discuss traditions in our residential life community and overall what makes Pennington, Pennington. We're looking forward to this conversation. We think you're really going to enjoy it. So sit back, relax, and have a wonderful holiday. And as we always like to say, let's go!
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take. And everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit. Both for you and for your kids. Based on school culture and chances to succeed.
All right, and welcome to Admission Insight. As I mentioned, we have a special guest today, Peter Sechrest, who wears a lot of hats here at the Pennington School. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be here, especially right before the holidays.
Yes, it's the Friday before holidays. Everybody's feeling good. But Peter, you know, just to start off, tell us your Pennington story.
Sure. I first joined the Pennington community in 2006 as a sixth grader. And I was a lifer here at Pennington. So I was here from sixth through 12th grade. My brother's a year younger than me. So he started the year after I did. And so after I graduated, I went to college. I majored in classical studies in drama. And a year after I graduated from college, my middle school Latin teacher called me up and she said, "I'm retiring. Do you want my job?" And I went, "Absolutely." So since then, I've been here. I've been teaching Latin in the middle school and the upper school. I fell in love with residential life. So I'm the assistant director of residential life, and I work with our prefects. I do our hall meetings. I am just a massive resource for our residential students. And one of my favorite things to do is plan our formal dinners. And I'm also in the diversity, equity, and inclusion office as the assistant director as well, as long as doing anything the school needs, including working with our theater productions.
So you're getting the full boarding school experience, wearing a lot of hats. And, you know, I've seen it up close and personal, just the impact you've made in our community. And it's been, awesome to see. And mostly for our students, you've impacted them positively. So that leads us to now. And, you know, we're basing this kind of podcast and this episode around traditions, kind of the holiday spirit, those type of things. Formal dinner, you mentioned that. And formal dinner is a very important kind of tradition for us here at the Pennington School. Do you mind just diving into that a little bit? What is it? Why is it important? You know, what does it mean to you and maybe, our broader community as well?
Absolutely. I think first off, formal dinner, in its essence, is a sit-down meal with our full residential community. That means all of our residential students and our residential faculty, and often our faculty members bring their spouses, their kids, and so it's a really wonderful time for all of us to be able to gather, sit down, share a meal, and kind of talk about different traditions around the dinner table. It has a longstanding tradition here at Pennington. Years and years ago, it used to be every meal was a sit down formal affair, and then it was just dinner, and then it used to be every Monday night. And then actually after COVID, we adjusted a little bit and we made it just once a month. And that's been a really wonderful change. And I think about how traditions can evolve and kind of meet our community where they are. And now we do it once a month, September through March. And everyone becomes like a very special moment. We get to celebrate a lot of different holidays. And the way that I approach it is like we are celebrating our entire community, but lifting up certain things that are happening in our community. So when I think of the one we do in September, it's also often around like the Mid-Autumn Festival, right? And which is a big holiday for some of our students, especially the ones who are celebrating a holiday for the first time away from home. So I really try to like make that special, but also kind of introducing our entire community, one to each other, but also to like the local community as well around Pennington. So each one takes a little bit of a different shape, but hopefully every student is able to feel celebrated and our entire community gets to get celebrated every time.
That's, it's amazing. I've been a part of it since when I'm also an alum here at the Pennington School. I went to formal dinners when I was here and now I'm here as faculty and how it's evolved has been, pretty incredible. And so we just did have our holiday formal dinner kind of, and talking about that holiday spirit a little bit, right? And you know, why is that one, you know, kind of more, you know, not more important, but just a special kind of holiday spirit around it, you know, and can you expand on your feelings on that one?
Yeah, and what I've really kind of approached it with is because it is before our traditional candlelight service, I really try to make sure that there's a lot of like holiday fun that's incorporated into that one. So I always really try to put together like a very fun traditional menu, but I also try to like bring some childlike joy to it. So there's like toys on the table, we have our Christmas tree and our menorah, and we have like a fireplace, Yule log projected on the TV. And so I'm trying to make it cozy and fun. And I think, especially as for our residential community, as they're, everyone's about to like leave campus and go home and travel, I think that's also a really nice moment. We're able to really just enjoy each other's company and enjoy a really successful fall season. And you can kind of feel everyone's like a little restless and ready for break. And I think that adds also a really just like, a really fun environment to that formal dinner because everyone is just very excited for the holidays.
I will also say the hot chocolate station was a hit at this last formal dinner as well. So that was a nice touch by you. So that was awesome.
And
But
I was also soliciting advice from students. I wanted to know, like, when you think the holidays, what food do you want to see? And so hot chocolate was up there. I had our one student from Finland really wanted cinnamon buns because that's something that she thinks of around the holidays. So again, some of that stuff came from the students.
that's fantastic. And I think, you know, speaking about tradition, I think that's super important to, you know, our whole community, but also our boarding community especially, right? And so what other traditions from your time maybe as a student to now as faculty, you know, are just important to you here at Pennington?
I think that's what I love about being at Pennington is that there's all these very small traditions that we always do that I think mean a lot. And I think it comes down to it can be as like big as our normal formal dinners. I think it can be as like our hall meetings. We have a lot of things like our gingerbread making contest, our pumpkin carving contest. We make Pennington letters every homecoming. So there's all these like little annual contests that we do that the students always look forward to, and I love seeing how creative they get. And I think being involved with theater, I really love the traditions that we have there. We always do a really wonderful senior dinner before one of our final shows in one of our residential faculty houses. And so that is always really homey. I love the traditions I make with my costume crew every fall. And so I think that's the privilege of being able to be neighbors with my student and with my colleagues, is that all those like little moments start to add up.
That's, yeah, I think that encompasses it all, right? Those moments, that's what makes this experience, you know, what it is. Talking about community spirit, right? And in the kind of, in honor of the holiday spirit, what sets our community spirit here apart, at the Pennington School?
A big thing that I work on with our prefects, which are our student leaders in the dorms, and I'll just give them a big shout out because they do so much work. And so around the holidays, I'm very, very grateful for their work, is that I really try to drill home like how we are seen and supported, and how do we feel seen and supported, and what we can do for other people to feel seen and supported. And I know, you know, I've been in the Pennington community for a collective 14 years as a student and as a teacher. And I think we as a community really look out for each other. We really get to know one another. We look on how to be authentic with one another. And we work really hard to bridge connections with people, particularly because in our boarding community, we have students from, you know, across the tri-state area, across the country, around the globe. And sometimes that takes a lot of work to build those connections. And our community works really, really hard at doing that. And it's always very meaningful to me to be a part of that and to being able to figure out ways to make sure everyone can be both authentic and also build those connections.
Peter, that is all fantastic stuff, and I am wishing you a restful break because you deserve it. But in all seriousness, you know, have a happy holiday, a wonderful break, and we really appreciate you kind of, you know, jumping on for an episode today, and you know, providing us some insight into, you know, the Pennington community as a whole.
Oh, absolutely. It is my pleasure. Thank you so much. You too.
All right, have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.